Episode 54, Trolls and Robots. Oi, you got a new president in the States.
Yep.
New president? Is it new and shiny? I think the first thing they should do is...
Yeah, hold that thought. The world has been bombarded with politics for the last 4 years, okay? So let's all take a break from hating each other for like 5 freaking minutes, okay? Let the new president get their crap together, and hopefully we can all move forward collectively as a whole to make things better.
Oi, you got a lady VP, mate. That's some progress.
It is. Finally, there's been some actual progress as far as equality goes. You know, it's a single step forward, be it a monumental one, for a nation who should be far beyond where we are. My God. Ugh. Anyway, the new guy gave a decent speech about unifying our efforts against the virus, which I've been saying since March 12th, 2020. And regardless of the politics you support, or the side you support, hey, I think we can all agree we are all mentally exhausted from the last 4 years, okay? Again, regardless of side. You know you're all exhausted. Hearing the rhetoric, watching the VODs, the clickbait, all the social media hate. Dude, it's literally too much. It's too much for anyone, you know? And on top of all that, we've all been stuck in a house with a looming disease right outside our door, okay? It's been stressful. Just take a break. 5 minutes. You deserve it.
Yeah, mate, I've been in a house forever. Like, I haven't been to a baby metal concert in like 2 years.
You know, I really should have bought those Blu-rays, you know? It's the only way I'm gonna see them live now.
Yeah, as I was saying, folks, just exhale a bit, right? Maybe take those fists you've all been waving in the air and relax that hand a bit. You know, work out the tension, and maybe, perhaps even extend that hand openly to your fellow human. Because we're all in the same boat, regardless of politics. Dude, regardless of country. I mean, this is like a whole global thing.
I think all humans would like to go outside. I've seen their faces and bosoms pressed against glass numerous times, as if they're trying to escape. Though that could have just been the lady neighbor across the street. She cleans her windows really weirdly.
Shouldn't you be working on something?
I have! Shh, it's a secret.
Alright, folks, we all want things to get back to some semblance of normal, okay? So let's, for a moment, stop fighting each other and start fixing things. Ignore the clickbait for now. Ignore social media negativity for a moment. Just ignore all that crap for a little while, okay? Let it go. Exhale. And just look forward to a future where we can all leave the house.
That Scott Pilgrim game finally got re-released. It's been like 10 years since it was last available.
What? 10 years?
Yeah, it was on Xbox and PlayStation, right? And all of a sudden, it was delisted due to licensings and such. Then people were all like, "Oi, give me my Scott Pilgrim game, you wanks, alright?"
And you know, company was like, "Oh, alright, sorry, here you go."
Well, that took long enough. I mean, 10 years? Why?
Oh, no, license a bit of a pain, innit?
Oh, speaking of games, some genius apparently created a mod for Skyrim on the PlayStation 5 so you can play Skyrim at 60 frames a second. In case you haven't already sunk hundreds of hours into that game, you can now do it at twice the frame rate.
Boy, speaking of frame rates, wasn't Chelsea messing with software to make all our old episodes play at 60 frames a second?
Yeah, but it's kind of time-consuming.
Why?
Chelsea!
What?
How are the 60 frames a second upgrades going for our old cartoons?
They're not. It is not cost-effective nor efficient, as it takes approximately 4 hours to re-encode a 60 seconds cartoon using AI upscaling software.
You what?
Yeah, dude, it's insane. I was hoping each episode would be an hour, you know, and we could knock out 60 FPS versions of everything in like 200 hours or so. But, like, we're talking months of work.
Yes. And I'm not wasting my processing power on some silly cartoons.
Boy! Nah, you know, Josie is right. By the time we get them all done, TVs will be able to upscale everything with AI in real time anyway. I mean, some of them do that now, okay? So, I mean, what the hell? You know, I gotta focus on new things! But don't worry, we're still rolling out the classic episodes and reboot episodes on Newgrounds in HD and maybe a digital collection or something, but that's about it. I mean, we gotta move forward or we're never gonna get any new material done. Well, I suppose, right? I mean, just as long as we get those episodes up in HD!
And make sure mine comes with pepperoni.
What?
Pepperoni! It's a spicy meat thing!
Food. It's a strange concept for me. You eat it. And then it leaves your body. It seems a rather pointless cycle.
Yeah, well, organic beings need nutrients to survive.
How pathetic.
Yeah, living is awful. Let's see. Predator is gonna be in Fortnite for some reason. Oh, yeah, speaking of which, what happened to that Predator game that came out? You know, it was kind of like a Dead by Daylight Friday the 13th, 4v1 kind of thing. But, you know, in the Predator universe. Yeah, I don't think it really went anywhere, frankly. I mean, I don't even know if the servers are still up.
Multiplayer relies on multiple people playing.
Yeah. Look, I know we've covered this, right? But I don't know why Fortnite keeps adding things in there like that. I mean, I kind of like Predator, like back in the day, we get you the chopper, and all that, but, even Danny Glover was pretty good, right? But I mean, right, it's kind of like just been a jank franchise for the last couple of decades, isn't it? I mean, no one has really been able to capture that kind of tension the first one had, It's just been like explosions and camp, Yeah, the original Predator movie was kind of creepy, frankly. I mean, you had this invisible creature, an alien, that stalked its prey for a while. Even recording and playing back its prey's voices in an almost sadistic sort of way during the hunt. But then it just kind of fell apart as the franchise went on. The tension got lost, you stopped caring about the characters, everything became too reliant on visual effects, bad writing.
The original Predator was a guy in a suit. Big guy. Big!
Yeah, that's another thing, right? I mean, practical effects, man. Practical effects. Kinda wish they used them a little bit more. I think that odd horror movie, Psycho Goreman, has a lot of practical effects, so I'll probably check that out. Psycho what now? Psycho Goreman. It's an odd movie about some kids who gain control of a demon somehow or something. Supposed to be gory and campy, but, in a good way. So I'll give it a watch, and whenever I have free time. I think there's a Blu-ray release, a VOD, all the usual.
Oi, speaking of movies, Netflix! Netflix is making the push to take down movie theaters! Like AAA movies with AAA actors and all that! Theaters are done for, man! It's over!
Ugh. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of inevitable, isn't it? Like, why is anyone gonna go to a theater to watch a film they can easily watch at home, in the comfort of their own home, they can pause it when they want, the popcorn is cheaper, and if you have to pee, you don't have to worry about missing important plot parts. And then bothering the person next to you, what'd they say?
What's going on? What happened? I had to take a leak, man. What's going on? Hey, what are these? Wait, did I miss anything?
It's like, dude, shut up.
And I don't have to stick to the floor anymore. It's win-win.
You're right, unless you're in the pizza guy's apartment. That man is just, wow, just goo everywhere.
Speaking of goo everywhere. Nope. In the spirit of human togetherness, I shall refrain from saying, how is your mom, Begley?
Yeah, you did anyway! Yeah, speaking of movies, movie news! Nicolas Cage stars in Willy's Wonderland, essentially a Five Nights at Freddy's type thing, but the trailer looks decent, so hopefully it'll be campy horror fun for everyone. The downside of movie news, Seth MacFarlane wants to reboot the Naked Gun movies, and even supposedly approached Liam Neeson for the role.
Naked Gun? Mate, that's like comedic holy ground for the time, It's like Leslie Nielsen, man! Leave him be, let it go, don't touch it! In this type of sensitive climate, even I don't think movies about nude guns will do well.
I wonder if they'll put O.J. Simpson in it again. That'd be hilarious. I mean, probably not. And chances are half the jokes couldn't even be done now anyway because of sensibilities. Or whatever. So, we'll just be sitting around watching primetime sitcom softball humor that could have been decent. But it's not. We really need, more George Collins and Dave Chappelle's in comedy,
I watched a Dave Chappelle stand-up recently, right? And you know what's good about him, mate? Is, he gets in there, and he talks about real things, fine. Some people are like, he goes to places I don't want to go, and he's all rude and controversial. But here's the thing, right? You learn something. You learn something by going to those places.
That was George Carlin's philosophy on comedy, from what I understand. You take the audience right up to the line where they're uncomfortable, push them a little bit past that, and then make them laugh about it. It kind of helps them grow mentally as an audience, as a person. So, for those who have never heard George Carlin or Dave Chappelle, track down some of their stand-up. For George Carlin, start with the 90s. He was a lot more angsty and cantankerous then. Then work your way forward, and then go all the way back to his early stuff. His early work is good, but fairly benign by his cantankerous old guy routine later in his career.
Oi, they making a Willy Wonka prequel! I got a golden ticket!
How do you make a Willy Wonka prequel? No Gene Wilder. Piss off! Maybe they'll tell you the tale of how he acquired the Oompa Loompas or something. Seems kind of just silly, right? Christ, what a waste. I am so sick of them trying to expand on something that doesn't need expanding. You want to do something with a good movie? Re-release it in the theaters for people to reappreciate it, okay? Make it an event. Release fresh, well-done 4K scans of these classic films for the public. And stop compressing the hell out of your films for streaming! They look like crap! Boy, shouldn't we wrap this up, Mike? I mean, come on, I have a ton of work to do, don't we?
Gallons, even! New everything! New waffles, new scones. Oh, it's gonna be a delicious buffet of newness.
Yeah, this podcast is probably gonna be a little shorter than usual, because we are working on getting the first episode of a new series together, and it's been really time-consuming. You have no idea what IRL stuff has been going on that has been trying to sidetrack us.
Am I gonna be in this new series? I mean, because the current series, it just showed up, two or three times. It's kind of, sad.
You know, if you're in the series, you're gonna be stuck with Tremaine, okay?
I mean, that's kind of rank, isn't it? I mean, she's kind of she's too depressing for me, right? It's kind of like hanging out with Morrissey in a bar that's closed, and all the alcohol has been watered down, and now you gotta sit there listening to this morose git prattle on about how meat is terrible, and all you wanna do is say, "Oi, have you tried bacon?" And he gets all condescending and high and mighty, and I'm like, just let people like it, man. You know, what's not right for you may be fine for others. You don't like bacon, don't eat bacon!
Did you get stuck in a closed bar with Morrissey? No, I mean, it's just a hypothetical, you know? I mean, I could see it happen, right? I'm at a bar and, you know, all that, and he's like, "Oh, we're locked in, you know, let me tell you about me." And, you know, that's kind of how I feel like living with Jermaine is, you know? Trapped in a room with intellectual sadness that wallows in the sorrows of humanity, yet all they do is create some sad songs or write poetry or some wank, you know? And, you want change? Get into politics, right?
So, you don't like Morrissey?
Oh, no, the man is brilliant, right? But, you know, so is bacon. So, it's a tough choice, isn't it? I mean, I must admit, I do feel a bit guilty when I'm listening to one of his albums and some burger grease gets on the needle, and then literally every song of his becomes etched in animal fats, and, you know, I feel he'd be really angry about that, you know, so don't tell him.
Dude, don't eat greasy burgers and then touch records.
Well, I know that now, alright, but, you know, sorry, Mars, I love your work, yet I do like a good bit of bacon every now and again.
I got a question. Would you not eat meat if Sue Metal, from Baby Metal, was a vegetarian?
I mean, I don't know. I'm pretty sure she eats fish or something, right?
Yeah, I don't get why vegetarians can have fish, yet not chicken. I mean, how is fish not a living creature?
Well, I mean, plants are living creatures too, mate. I mean, everything's living, you know? Just a lot of people's perception of what is life is a bit here, there, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't water or feed flowers, they kind of just die. So, yeah, that's life.
You know, you could just eat plastic flowers. That would make you better than a vegan, because you're not even eating plants. I'm a plastigan. I don't eat meat or plants or bread animals.
I do believe you mentioned that you wanted pepperoni earlier.
Oh, pepperoni isn't a real meat. It's just peppers. And roonies. Duh.
Yeah, don't bother explaining it, Josie.
Very well.
Again, folks out there, let's move forward, okay?
And buy stuff.
Let's try to make 2021 the year we finally get over this virus crap.
So we can buy stuff!
Moving forward as a collective species.
Spreading the word, Afoni.
Together with the common goal of human betterment.
And coffee mugs with my face on it.
Dude, could you hold off on the promotion till the end?
Yeah, it's kind of bad form, you know?
Trying to get the world to work in unison and you're all like, "Oi, we got shirts and things!"
I mean, come on.
So, when can I promote? It's my job, you know! I don't want to get fired! The workplace is so unstable! If I lose my job, I'll have to Uber Eats! And I don't want to get paid to deliver yummy foods to others! I can't afford to eat myself! I'm okay.
You know, I saw a Twitch streamer deliver a single freaking health smoothie to someone uptown. One smoothie, mate. I mean, oi, can you be a bit more obnoxious? Get a blender, you git!
Wow, I would seriously decline that order.
Yeah, I mean, the guy was a bike delivery person, too. It was like 50 blocks in traffic in Manhattan for a smoothie, you know? What?
Yeah, see, I couldn't do that. I feel I couldn't make someone deliver something that small to me, you know? I mean, okay, a pizza with a meatball sub, some drinks, garlic bread, you know, a meal for a few people, but yo, get me a sandwich. It's kind of messed up.
So, I should stop ordering single sticks of bubblegum then?
Yes? Is that why we have no money? Because you've been paying $15 delivery fees for single sticks of bubblegum?
What? Is that wrong?
Yeah! Yeah, it is! Oh my god, it's so wrong.
Oh,
Okay, I'll order more than one stick then. Maybe three or four.
No, none. Order none. Well, I have to order something or they don't show up.
Just. Wow.
Whatever. Oh, God. Be safe. Stay unified. Let's get better and get through this crap. We can all bicker about politics again once opening our mouths doesn't kill people, okay? And honestly, please, I don't care who you supported during what election. You're all people, and you can all work together collectively. Be better. Accept the loss. Accept the win. Do so gracefully, and let's figure out how we can move forward. Let's all just exhale and move on. Please.
Now, you blokes in the state get so worked up over your politics. It's like, you know, I mean, it's madness, right? You guys are just silly.
Yeah, we're so silly. Yeah, unlike the English that burned down a town because their football team lost.
Well, I mean, it's football, mate, okay? It's kind of important.
Why is it called football everywhere else but soccer in America?
The same reason we don't drive on the other side of the road or use the metric system. We're just inherently stubborn.
Ah! American football should be renamed Smashball, right? Because, I mean, all you're doing is smashing human meat together while someone fumbles around trying to grab a ball, you know?
There's a mom joke there, but I declined to bring it to the forefront of this conversation.
But you did! It's like you insulted me without even saying it! Like, it's like, oh, I got for you this really terrible insult about your mum, but I'm not gonna say it because, you know I could, but I'm not gonna do it! I mean, it's rude! It's rude!
I guess the passive insult mod works.
Fantastic.
Prices are available on all sorts of goods at Ill Will Press and Designed by Humans and Amazon too.
Oh yeah, that is a good point. We have an Amazon shirt shop that we forgot to tell people about last year. But it's a really long URL. It's enormous. So just go to illwillpress.com, find the Amazon logo, click on it. There you go.
Oi, have we caught up to that pumpkin car yet? Like, are we winning? Are we winning?
Winning what?
Well, you know, last month he made more than us on Twitch than we did on YouTube, so it's like, what's our standing now? Are we number one? Hey.
Probably not, considering someone is paying $15 delivery fees for sticks of gum.
If you know a better way to get fresh stickiness delivered to your face, you let me know.
I'm sure Begley's mom can help.
Oh, okay, I shall call her. Thank you, Josie. You are ever so helpful.
Yep, I'm super helpful.
No, you wank, okay? You're not helpful, you wank! Later, everybody. Be safe. Do stuff that's not dumb.
Down.